Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. We are grateful to be here as the guest host tonight, Survive to Thrive, the radio network. And listen, we want to say thank you, Steve Quayle. And we appreciate being here tonight. We're going to continue the series we're doing on, what is being presented as the mystical life of Jesus. Now, this is, again, a massive positive but lethally spiritually presentation of a false Christ that infects millions worldwide. And this psychic abilities and powers obviously has infected military to the point of millions of dollars spent on psi abilities, psi war, remote viewing, psi powers, even to the point of learning how to explode the heart of a goat, Goat Lab, Fort Bragg. You've seen maybe the movie or read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats. Well, it all has that same connection. Hey, by the way, I want to tell you real quick tonight that we had the privilege of being on a show. It's called the Intel Hub. I was on with Shepard, interviewed today at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And all I can tell you is if you go to the Intel Hub or if you know about it, they probably have an archive. We talked about super soldiers and the mind control aspects and the coming chaos that's written about in the book, The Black Awakening. By the way, for those who are, and I just got some emails today even, from those who've been reading the book, The Black Awakening. It's subtitled The Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers. It's about 664 pages, and it offers you, out of the book, a way of getting 100 hours of MP3 lecture, teaching, seminar, MP3s. So if you're interested in the book, Black Awakening, at the site, our site, shatterthedarkness.net. Now, we're also mentioning at the site that Tom Horn will be here in my backyard, Canton, Ohio. We're going to have a conference here. It's being run by Tom Dunn and Derek and Sharon Gilbert. PID Radio will be here. Jeffrey Rad will be here from lookupfellowship.com. And I'll be speaking. Real quick, I gave, in the earlier hour, I gave the three lectures that I'll be doing. Friday night and Saturday, three lectures that I get to do. The first one's called Seeing into the Future. The Supernatural and Prophecy is a subtitle. The second one is The Supernatural Science Behind Armageddon. Subtitle, A Redemptive Prophetic Warning. And then the third session that I get to do, it's called, quote, Transmuting the Human Soul. Subtitle, The Technology of Alter Personalities. Now that's going to be Canton, Ohio, October the 1st and the 2nd. If you want to go to shatterthedarkness.net, scroll down a little bit. You'll see the terms, Supernatural Science and Prophecy Concert. Click on that. It'll take you to the website, how to get tickets, how to be a part. And I'm really hoping you'll be there. It's going to be, of course, with Tom Horn, and I was just listening to Derek and Sharon Gilbert today. Let me tell you something. Long overdue for them to be out there in conference format. I look forward to seeing them speak. Check out their website, PID Radio, and listen, we invite you and hope that you're going to come. Notice on the website the developing new series, Becoming Powerful in Prayer. Also, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. One of the most important series I've ever done. Let me tell every American, every Canadian, all those in Europe, those listening live right now, and by the thousands and thousands that will download the archives later, let me tell you right now, I believe that this 1 hour, 7 to 8 p.m. on September the 7th, 2010, to be a very providential, you know, moment in time. I believe there's spiritual warfare going on, probably because of the content that we're trying to, you know, bring out to you to give warning. Jesus gave warning. Always a redemptive warning. A warning to heads up. Like a child riding a little bicycle going to go out onto a busy road, 20-ton truck coming by. If you don't warn the child with a grin on its face will go flying out into the road, and you know what's going to happen. The truck's going to win. In this world, there is a 20-ton spiritual, you know, I mean, the satanic truck is, well, it's just jamming on down the road, and there are casualties. Some of you have been hurt spiritually. Some of you have been the casualties of war. Some believers listening right now may have had spiritual warfare and things occur to you. You don't know what happened, and you're sitting there wounded, confused, and you're off the tracks. Right now you love Jesus, but you don't know how to follow him. Right now you love your Savior, Jesus Christ, but you're not confident on how to walk. Please take a few moments. If you go to shatterthedarkness.net, I'm just simply telling you there's hundreds and hundreds of free, absolutely free MP3 teaching sessions on all these things and spiritual warfare. And we have a link. If all the way to the bottom of our website is a link to Preemption Broadcast iTunes for iTunes. Click on there and you're going to see a listing of over 150 sessions down low. There's a session I just sent to somebody today called How to Get Free from Spirits. Now, the psychics and maybe remote viewers and others, maybe undergrounders, you know the powers that operate in you and on you. Remote viewers are going to feel that from a distance, non-human data is tapping into your unconscious self, into your spirit, literally. I don't think you understand the source. I definitely do not believe that Sylvia Brown knows. Maybe she does, but she's not telling us. In her book on the mystical life of Jesus, she tells about the spirit guide that comes not only to introduce itself to her when she's 8, to guide her and direct her, to literally in her teens possess her, take over, channel through her, and speak to other people. Now, it didn't come from God like this entity says it did, because angels of God are not permitted to enter into, possess the life of a human being. Only demons do that. And it's always like a splinter. You can get a splinter. It can be in your finger. It's real. But you know, it's not supposed to be there. It's something that's contrary. And that's the way it is with spirits. Even when somebody willfully opens up to them, it's still like a spiritual splinter in the possible sacred soul of your life. So it's very important that we listen. Very important that soldiers get out of or never enter into any kind of psi warrior, psi ability, super soldier program that will only be the precursors for the rise of Antichrist and the coming of Armageddon and the planetary defense weapon systems needed. There's an agenda. It is evolving all around us. And I believe that a book like this, Sylvia Brown's book, and psychics that are guided by these New Age or ancient fallen ones are helping build the precursors that will layer mass numbers of humanity and open broader doors for deeper and darker powers all the way to the rise of Antichrist and the crystallization spiritually of a global government, military, that will control everything and will lead the human race to the greatest destruction to the point of 4 or 5 billion to be lost. Now, we can take up the heads up that God gives in prophetic revelation. We can listen to the words of Christ. We can listen to the Spirit of God. We can delve into the prophetic insight that God would give us. All redemptive oriented, all with the warning, all with the heads up, like Jesus said in Matthew 24. Heads up, you know, in the end of days, before you even think about nation against nation and wars, the earthquakes and the famines and the environmental craziness that goes on, in the economic and political collapses that will be going on, in the wickedness that will abound, the deception that will abound, all of the physical things that will be occurring and that are occurring right now are due to, listen up, heads up, spiritual causes. The dark side, it is massively ramping up and doing exactly what Jesus said they would do, what the Holy Spirit of God said they would do. The deception of humanity by the hundreds of millions, laying the precursors for globalism. There is, my friends, no globalism without the fallen cherub being the one that has unleashed the inception. The inception of its idea, its ideology, its evolution, its formation. But every one of those ideas that come from the fallen cherub, well, it always ends in spiritual death, physical devastation. Just ask the Germans after the Nazi war. The spiritual that led them to the political ideology, military vision, what did it do? Millions dead. Attempted annihilation, not of a few people, but of an entire race of human beings, the Jews. Where does it all lead? To Stalin and millions in the great purging of Russians. I feel bad for the Russians. I feel bad after the war that instead of a massive revival and God's grace pouring out, instead atheistic communism that has its backdrop directly into Satanism, Marx and Satanism, and look at the devastation, look at the cold, look at the hard. Wherever the spirits do guide, and I was looking and reading more and more and more about Sylvia Brown tonight, and I was reading and looking at, she talks about a very hard life through numerous husbands, lawsuits, being convicted of major crimes, all kinds of controversy. And it burns my britches that it all begins at 8 years old when a demon cloaked as a female spirit guide introduces itself to her, running to her grandmother. Instead of the grandmother, filled with Jesus, filled with the Spirit of God, saying, oh dear, granddaughter, let's rebuke that and force it to expose itself for what it really is. Let us draw you over to the protection of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the Savior's grace and mercy, and let's command that demon out and away from our family line, and let grandma who loves Jesus bring you in and share the living words of God and lead you into the purposes of God and lead you into the fulfillment of what God has planned for your life. Instead, the demonically, spiritually guided grandmother with familiar spirits handing down, migrating across from grandma to granddaughter. Is there a granddaughter out there knows that familiar spirits has, well, they have migrated from, see, they don't stay in dead people. Demons will not stay in dead people. They'll dance on their grave. They'll lap in their blood. But when they're dead and gone and the blood is no longer chargeable, they will move on, looking for the legal rights. That might be the family line. That's exactly what occurs, I believe, in Sylvia Brown's life and many psychics like you who are listening right now. I trust the providence of God, the Spirit of God. He's bigger than these. I don't care if it's the sum collective of all of the spirit guides of every psychic, of every channeler, of every New Ager, of everyone worldwide historically. The sum total still do not equal the presence, power, omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence of the uncreated, eternal Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is the one that is calling all of us, you, to come to the living Savior of the world. The cross. My dear friends, as I'm speaking live to many of you tonight, and many thousands and thousands will download later, please take a look at the series on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, The Mystical Life of Jesus. Oh, really? We did Mondays. It's already up in the archives. We have Tuesday at 6. Now, Tuesday on Survive to Thrive, I'm just the guest host here. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will continue, and it's all about unmasking and revealing the horrific, it's horrific deception, lethal spiritual deception presented in a very positive way. It's like some perpetrator raping a little girl in a positive way. It's like a man robbing you of every penny you've got in a positive way. It's like someone coming up and stabbing you with a knife and killing you in a very positive way. How could that be done positively? I don't understand. We're duped at times. We are absolutely duped by the dark side. On the website I put up, you'll see little boxes. One will say amazing evidence of the Bible. One will say the historical Jesus. One deals with unmasking the psychic Jesus of the New Age and of the psychics. You see, in Sylvia Brown's book, I don't even have time to go into all of it. It's just I'm giving you pieces of it. Her spirit guide is what guided her in the development of most of it. The spirit guide is reinterpreting the Bible for her. The spirit guide is telling her that parts of the Bible are true, parts of the Bible are not true. Some of it is right, some of it is wrong. It's the exact same thing that's occurring with military remote viewers who are remote viewing back to the days of Jesus. That are remote viewing the content of the Bible and its development, they're coming up with the exact same thing Sylvia Brown is by her spirit guide. Her spirit guide is not God the Holy Spirit who guided every single one of the writers. Let me tell you something about the Bible. It is without question the most unique on a human scale alone manuscript and has more evidence, more manuscript backing, more archaeological backing, more historical backing than any possible manuscript that it could be compared to of ancient times. In this little DVD presentation, The Amazing Evidence of the Bible, I think it's a great, fantastic, and I would say for every seeker, anyone that is a genuine seeker of truth, and you're listening to me, I've had individuals, they tell me, I don't know Jesus. I'm in the New Age, or I left the New Age, or I'm into this, or I'm learning this, or I'm channeling, or I'm, you know, astral project, you know, but I'm listening to you. Well, I'm glad you're listening. In this DVD, it does what I've, you know, I've worked with the original Greek for 25 years. My goal is mastery of the Greek vocabulary primarily, and of the transmission of and all of the early New Testament documents. The Didache. I know of the pseudographic writings, the Gnostic writings that came 50, 70, 80 years after, when the Bible was already out there. Now, this is like, let me give you one example. Sylvia Brown says in the book when she's trying to shred the Bible, rip it apart, say that it's historically inaccurate, errors in it, mistakes, contradiction, da-da-da-da, all the way through. The reason for that is to present what they would say is a new, better, higher revelation. Of course, the spirit guide, they all do this, the spirit guide, whether it's a cult that is formed, every cult has a leader that spiritually is engaged by these kind of guides. Well, they'll shred the Bible. Jim Jones used to take the Bible right in front of all the people. Jim Jones, founder of that, took them all down to Jonestown. You know, the guy that where 900 of them went to their deaths. This is the guy that stood up, took pages of the Bible and ripped them out of the Bible, threw them to the ground, said, this is all untrue. He said the same thing that Sylvia Brown's saying. It's all man-made, da-da-da-da-da, all the errors, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to tell you what, it's a blatant lie. Sylvia Brown mentions how it was at the Council of Nicaea 325 was when the Bible was finally formatted. And basically, the blame is the Catholics and the monks and them putting it all together. None of that is true. The canon was already developed long before that. Nicaea dealt with the Arian issue of the deity of Christ. And whether there was ever a Nicene Council or not, that never solidified anything. The Word of God is solidified, and the Spirit of God has been expert and perfect, infallible, not only in the inspiration, preservation, transmission, translation. What I hold in my hand today, you know, there's 1,700 translations in languages around the world. We have more of the manuscript support. We are manuscript rich by over 23,000 codex manuscript. It's amazing. The evidence of the Bible, the issue of 40 writers, most of which never, ever, ever knew or lived in the same time period, most of them, over a period of 1,600 years, three continents, three separate languages, guided by God, the infinite, uncreated Holy Spirit. Jesus did not read the autographs. He had the preserved, transmitted copies, quoting out of Deuteronomy, saying that this was the living words of God. And whether you believe the Bible or not, the issue is this. It, on a human scale, is on its oral and written transmission, is the, I mean, there's obvious what's called there's no question about the issue of, manuscripts that have been broken or pieces that have been broken off or only having portions here, portions there, and that kind of thing. And there are questions about 2-3% of the thousands and thousands of manuscripts that we have are called into question, but never touch on any doctrine or anything that's, you know, vital. That's why in translation you may have a little piece that'll say, well, this wasn't here. This, because in looking at all of them, there's no question those little pieces have no, not only, again, broken fragments, things like that, but they simply do not have any bearing. So on a human scale, beyond any other kind of manuscript, on a human scale, it is the most put together, the most backed, archaeologically, historically, and manuscript evidence than anything, let alone the fact that God the Holy Spirit, did you know with my Bible right here, I've led thousands of people to Jesus. Did you know that in China, using a Mandarin translation of the New Testament or Cantonese, people by the millions have been led to personal faith in Christ. They know the living Christ. The Spirit of God has come into them. Did you know that's true among Arabs reading the Bible in their language, or Swahili reading the Bible in their language, hearing the gospel in their language? Do we even have a clue of how absolutely powerful, supernatural, infallible, inerrant, incredible this book really is? Sylvia Brown, guided by the Spirit guide, and always the Spirit guides will do this. Every New Ager should take a heads up. Every military remote viewer should take a heads up, because the source of the collective unconscious is not some amazing, ancient, unnameable, undefinable hall of records. There are entities emanating the energy, emanating the data, and you have been drawn in. The lure involves a hook. That's why most every remote viewer that I know, that I've read, has no experiential testimony about knowing Jesus on a personal scale, knowing the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing the supernatural giftings of the Holy Spirit. I guarantee you, you can have supernaturalism that comes and is forged on hell's table in hell's kitchen, or you can have the supernaturalism and the power and the grace that flows from the banquet table of heaven. your choice. You're in the mix. This is Russ Dizdar. We're at Survive to Thrive, the radio network, and we're engaged in a series this week, and we are dealing with the psychics, and I have no question, as I have already got emails, that there will be those who are, you got your background as, maybe you're a direct psychic. Maybe you're checking this out. Maybe Sylvia's somehow stumbled upon, been sent, listening into, here's my voice. God loves you. God cares about your life. You will have to give up the lesser to gain the greater. You will have to give up the lesser supernatural, dark, seducing powers that you feel have enabled you, enhanced you, and even made you money in order to grab a hold of the greater. Christ, direct relationship to God, the love of God, the power of God, the gift of indestructible immortality. Question is, you know, which side of this fence are you on? And the good news is, at this moment in time, God opens his arms wide, summons you. There's probably a clarity. There's a reason why you're listening tonight. Supernatural reason, huh? No doubt. Well, as we move further into this message tonight, I wanted to give one quick alert. This is an alert for everyone listening right now. September the 7th, on the satanic ritual scale, is marriage to the beast. So we're asking believers in every city, every place, pray against this ritual. Pray for supernatural release of individuals. We'll talk more about this when we come back. Let's take a moment. Steve Quayle's coming. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar again. I'm the guest host tonight on Survive to Thrive, the radio network. Thank you, Steve Quayle. And we were just mentioning before the break the issue of, marriage to the beast. And I don't know if you've heard, we've done sessions in Las Vegas and other places on this, 500 million satanic rituals. If you realize the world economically, politically, everything's going crazy, you see the love of most growing cold, you see the fulfillment of prophecy, well, behind that is dark, ramping up, bulging at the seams, spiritual forces. One of the reasons for those forces coming out so deep and broad and wide are the satanic rituals. Now, we've been engaged for years and years in dealing with them, countering them, coming against them. And I've started a series, and we have about 13 hours, I think, in it already. It's absolutely free on the website shatterthedarkness.net. It's called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. What I'm going to tell you right now, for America, and I know this is true of all of Europe and England too, and I know that in South America, South Africa, you know, all kinds of dark rituals, blood rituals, are done. Human sacrificial things. Well, tonight on the 7th, it's called Marriage to the Beast. There's another one coming up later, I think the 22nd of September. And it's important that we understand. If you're a great prayer warrior, then please use the authority that Christ gave you, Luke 10, in praying against the dark powers. Pray in your city that the coven will be engaged, exposed, that the leaders that have been there for so long will be dealt with, that the hand of God will move against it, that the perpetrators will be brought down. Pray against the spirits that will be called upon to operate through priests and others in sexually, spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, physically desecrating six-year-olds. Millions of you richly abused out there, or some of you that listen, you know. As a matter of fact, email me wherever you're at. I know some of you are afraid, but some of you that know that you can now, email me so that I can tell the audience. I won't use names. You've noticed I never take somebody's name. Unless somebody purposely wants or tells me, I'll give a first name. But you know that I'm not going to use names. But I get the requests constantly, and I get the request, and I appreciate Paul's coming in concerning, The Last Exorcism, the movie that's out right now. And when The Exorcism of Emily Rose, because it was based on a real encounter, occurred, I had three different people. I had to go watch that thing three times. People took me. They wanted me to be with them. They wanted me to comment on it, and we did this in the past. The Last Exorcism I'm scheduled to see tomorrow night, and I only plan on seeing it once. I'm not sure how realistic it's going to be, but we will bring this up probably Friday at the 6 p.m. hour, the Shadow of the Darkness live hour. So we'll bring this up then, because that would involve spirits, really. I mean, exorcism cases we've done by the hundreds now. And we've engaged spirits, some very powerful, some not so powerful, some deeply entrenched, and hundreds of demons being there, and in some cases, two or three. But I've heard their voice. I have felt their presence. I have seen their venom. I know that they hate to be outed for what they really are. I know that they love to masquerade as a spirit guide, as a translucent spirit, as an angel, as a being of light, as an alien, as anything but what they really are. Fallen, anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-Christian, anti-Bible, operative that is involved by the hundreds of millions in the influence of politics, military, economic, all guiding us. The spirit guide that guides Sylvia Brown is part of a collective. And collectively, they're guiding under the prince of the power, the domain of the air. The spirit who's now operative. If you don't know Jesus and have the spirit of God in your life, he's operative, be it from a distance, in your life. You know, I know strong men, bikers, and military people that we've worked with, and I don't care how strong, how able, or how intellectually PhD you are. You cannot outwit demonic entities if you do not have the living Christ and the power of the Spirit of God helping you. So Paul from Phoenix, I will see this, and actually we were scheduled over the weekend, but it didn't work out. And again, when I go to something like this, I read it like a book. I observe it in a research sense. So I look for what's real, what's not real, what's Hollywood, what's not, and even the effects of what it would have on people. I think movies like The Exorcist of the past, there were a lot of realities. The Hollywood stuff was there too. As a matter of fact, when we were in St. Louis, people sent us over to go to the real house where the boy, it wasn't a girl, a boy that was actually possessed. And listen, in Italy, the Catholics are having a hard time. They've got so many possessed, demonized people. It'd be good now to chuck the political and the religious syncretism, come back to the simplicity of the biblical gospel, use the authority of Jesus, Luke chapter 10. You don't have to read demons' books. You don't. That just gives them time to operate and deceive. Do it the way Jesus did, the way Jesus said to do it, the way Jesus showed to do it. Listen, if you look at Luke chapter 10, see what Jesus taught, what he was glad that 72 disciples, they weren't cardinals, they weren't popes, they weren't specialists, they were men. I don't even know if they were women, but they were just, you know, they were disciples. I know today that I've trained men and women, believers in Jesus, to accept the authority of Christ given Luke chapter 10 and to clearly express that against demonic presence whenever it's sensed, felt, revealed by the Spirit of God, or manifest right in your face. Order it, command it. A good example, Book of Acts, chapter 16, down around verse 16. Look at the context. Look how later on when Paul gets saved, filled with the Spirit of God, he has the authority. See, you're given the authority the moment you get saved, whether you know it or not. And the problem is most believers, they have no idea. They haven't been taught. They haven't looked at the simple gospel and seen. They might have read it as a past thing. You don't realize that's been given to you. Everything the disciples got, you got. And that means the authority of Christ to trample the dark side. So that's why I'm saying in a day in which this ramping up is so massive, so big, so broad, so wide, don't, you know, it's like going out onto a football field without any equipment. You're fighting out there with no equipment. So many believers listening to me right now, you have been beat up in spiritual battle because you never went out with the equipment that you should have known. And I lay this on all of us as spiritual leaders and pastors and so forth. Just go back to the simplicity of Jesus, what he did, what he taught, how to do it like he did it, and watch how he will operate and work through your life, and you can lead people to Jesus getting saved. You can pray for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit's power and be a witness for Christ. You can pray for the healing of people's lives, and when the need arises, and it will so more and more, when a dark presence throws people to the ground, screams in their head to cuss you out, or speaks right through them in total possession, then you must stand up and command in the name of Jesus Christ, get out. You need to order it. You need to order it. Now, I'm going through Sylvia Brown's book, The Mystical Life of Jesus. It is a horrific counterfeit, a terrible but positively done, which makes it all the more lethal. I mean, when I think in terms of sexual predators, I've told you the story before of the movie as a six-year-old or sixth grader I had to see back in grade school. The perpetrator, you know, going after a little girl. He looked nice. He looked sweet. He looked positive. He looked harmless, offering candy. And that's exactly what these demon, lethal spirit guides, even dressed up as a female spirit guide, will be and do. The biggest issue in all this is their distraction, moving you from the real Christ, bringing you a fake, de-deified, psychic, New Age, well, miniature that is no Jesus, that you cannot know, and that thing cannot help you. Anyone, though, taking that in and then teaching others is in, listen, I'm going to tell you frankly, in danger of hellfire. Sylvia Brown, go read Galatians chapter 1. When a spirit guide, a fallen angel, comes and presents a false Christ, well, they're already damned. Their fate is sealed. But those who take in the demonically given, deceived, and deceiving false doctrine, a false Christ, well, there is vast grave warning of losing your soul forever. I'm reading on page 16 of her book, Sylvia Brown, the Psychic. She says, quoting the spirit guide, she says, the Gospel of Luke is fairly accurate. This is a demon spirit guide saying this. Quote, the Gospel of Luke is fairly accurate, and that it is this section of Matthew that is intended fabrication for the sake of prophecy. Now, this is the portion of the book where Sylvia Brown attacks, by the guidance of her spirit guide, biblical prophecy. Basically saying, there's no way 700 years in advance, Isaiah prophesying about a virgin that'll be a child, naming it Emmanuel. She's saying, well, that can't be Christ. And I think there's people that have no biblical background that might say, oh, gosh, Sylvia must be right. She's actually quoting Scripture. She's actually referring to deep portions of Scripture. But she's doing it partial, pieces, twisting. And it comes out, and I'm saying to Sylvia Brown, that it comes out as an absolute lie and fabrication with intended deception to move people from the real Christ of God to a fake psychic Jesus that can save no one. Now, I'm going to quote again. She says that her spirit guide says, quote, there are parts of both accounts, referring to Matthew and Luke, that are incorrect. Did you think that a demon spirit guide would ever agree with the Bible? Did you ever think that that would occur? It's not going to happen. Not in the book Course of Miracles, not in Alice Bailey's books, not in Barbara Marx Hubbard, not in one that is guided by these spirit guides, by these ascended masters or whatever else. Now, she's going to go back into the book and tell us that basically Jesus was not, there was no incarnation. There was no, you know, conception by the Holy Spirit. He wasn't born in a manger, but basically he and his family were filthy rich of a royal bloodline that leads to the Gnostics, that leads to the Da Vinci Code. It all begins to pan out as you read more and more. And when you find out the spirit guide is guiding her in interpreting the Bible, in giving new content, in surpassing stuff, in beginning to present the lost years of Jesus, you know, where he went off to the gurus, he went off to the Buddha, he went to all these other places for all these other years, and he visited all these other peoples, and as some say, well, he came back, that's where he learned his psychic powers. Now, here's the danger of Sylvia Brown and you psychics out there. Here's the danger. To reduce Jesus down to, well, because when she's referring to his abilities to heal, his abilities where he knew people's thoughts, where he saw things, where miraculous things were done. Well, the spirit guide tells, and Sylvia Brown says, that it's by his psychic powers. Once again, negating and pouring out a denial of God the Holy Spirit. Even in reference to Jesus' healings, she's referring to the Christ-manifested psychic powers. What a massive reduction, horrific, horrific lie. What a incredible, listen, this spirit guide doesn't even allow Sylvia Brown to talk about God the Holy Spirit. Maybe Sylvia Brown, and the spirit guide doesn't want anybody to read Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 17. You see, when she tells us on page 24 that Jesus was a prophet and he foretold the future, that he was nothing more than a psychic and a teacher. Here's what she says. But in reality, I'm quoting Sylvia Brown. But in reality, he was more of a psychic and teacher. I'm quoting Sylvia Brown. He healed many with his psychic abilities of healing by the laying on of hands and by the miracles of healing. You know what? This reminds me of those people that say we're workers of the light, we're into the light, we're being guided by a light. Well, you know what? It's the same kind of light Sylvia Brown's being guided by. False, masqueraded. I mentioned Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 17. You ever read this? See, I've experienced the power of the Holy Spirit in healing. My wife experienced it in healing. I have seen the Lord heal people. I have felt the power. See, remember some lady touches Jesus, and Jesus felt that virtue, the Greek word dunamis, power went out of me. What power was that? The finite, failed psychic abilities of incorrect psychics? Is that all Jesus had, was the same psychic powers that Sylvia Brown? I mean, Sylvia Brown's been around for more than 60 years. Jesus, what, 33? So she must, on the evolutionary scale of psychic development, be off the scales. Wonder if she could walk on water. Wonder if she could speak to creation and have it obey her. I wonder if anybody believes out there, New Agers and others, and even remote viewers now, that the evolution to a leap in spiritual consciousness or transformation, leading people to homo lumos, homo deity, are you going to walk on water? Are angels going to listen to your every beck and call and worship you? Are you really going to become divine? Have you seen how stupid that is? The angels of God that have never sinned, they're going to bow down and worship you because you evolved to become deity? How does the finite become infinite? Luke 5:17, you know what it says when it comes to the power of healing? The power of the Lord was present to heal the sick. The power of the Lord was present to heal the sick by the Holy Spirit. How did Jesus do it? Did Sylvia Brown not read the prophecy in the Old Testament in Isaiah 700 years before Christ came about how the sovereign Spirit of the Lord would be coming upon him? That all of what he did, all the miracles, all the things by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know why Sylvia Brown doesn't in her book talk about the Holy Spirit in these chapters that I've looked at? She doesn't know him. Because her spirit guide hates God, the Holy Spirit, and is there as the counterfeit to the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God said 2,000 years ago that counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. Real abilities, they're finite, they're fragmented, they're never accurate. Remote viewers are never 100% accurate. Never. Psychics have never been. Never. The most spiritually endowed occultist has never been in prophetic predictive form. Ever. Nostradamus? No. Edgar Cayce? No. Gene Dixon? No. The Mayans? No. The Hopi? No. Sylvia Brown? Has she been 100% accurate? That's the requirement. If you're from God, the requirement would be 100% accuracy. Deuteronomy 13, Sylvia Brown says that if anybody comes doing any kind of spiritual phenomena, sign, wonder, whatever, but leads people away from the Word of God, in the Old Testament days, they were to be killed. They were to be thrown out. Now, that's Old Testament theocracy. In the New Testament, the prayer would be that the demonic presence would be exposed. See, when you allow this presence to be there for so long, like with Alice Bailey, there is a fusing where people say they don't know what is the demon or what is Alice Bailey. The presence is so welcomed, so familiar, so entrenched, so in the person. They're so familiar and experienced that they're almost inseparably one. That's dangerous because it's as if the spiritual lids of the spiritual perception are so closed, you wonder what it's going to take to break through and open their eyes to the dark presence that distracts and captivates, to the hook that has hooked them, reeling them into the shores of hell itself. And if in this divine moment of God's providence, you're listening as a psychic, here is the moment of grace. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. God, open eyes, break the counterfeit dark spirits, expose them for what they are. May the Spirit of God move in such powerful ways to open your eyes and heart to turn. Now, you can't have both. You can't hold on to the dark side and reach for God. Let go of the counterfeit. You know, quickly, urgently get rid of it. Let me give you some things here quickly. In her book, she also betrays the cross. The cross means nothing to the dark spirits. As a matter of fact, if you read Colossians chapter 2, it's by the cross Jesus Christ triumphed over the dark powers and made a public spectacle of them. Of course, dark spirits hate the cross. They hate the blood of Christ. They hate the whole concept of death and resurrection. So they want to obscure that. And of course, this book with Sylvia writing, guided by the demonic spirit guide Francine, here's some of the things. Number one, the prophecy out of Isaiah 53, it's reiterated in Peter's book, but it's about the suffering, the cross. It's about Christ dying for us. All the Gospels are about that. It's all about that. There is no direct path to God, no open door to God without this. So it's in prophecy, which again, the spirit that guides Sylvia Brown wants to negate biblical prophecy and present demonized counterfeit prophecy as more accurate. What a joke. What a sadness. What a deception. Number two, Jesus knew he came to die. He knew he was going to the cross. You ever read the book of Hebrews? I mean, you go read chapter 12 sometime. For the joy set before him, he scorned the cross. All of those around him, the eyewitnesses, they knew he knew he was going to the cross. Number three, he went to the cross for you, the sum total of humanity. There are those in the New Age and in the mystical teachings out there, they would love to have taken Christ down off the cross. You know, they want the psychic Jesus to go off to India and they want him to do, again, showing a cheaper lessening. Don't you have eyes to see the power of God? Creation listened to him. Nature listened to him. He walked on the water. He raised the dead. He forgave sin. And when he was crucified, he died as a sinless one on behalf of humanity, on behalf of you. Number four, the cross is the singularity of Scripture. The Old Testament leads us to the cross. The New Testament unveils what occurs at the cross. It is at the cross where the mercy and the power and the blessing and the miracle of God, the door is opened. Number five, the cross is where all the barriers are broken. It's when Jesus dies on the cross and was buried and rose. It's there where sin, death, Satan, hell, and separation from God are annihilated. Jesus Christ wins a victory that every single human being, that's you, if you receive Christ as Lord and Savior and God in your life, the gift of the Spirit, all the sins forgiven, death is broken, Satan's grip is rendered powerless and broken, hell is not your lot, and you're no longer separated, but are intimately connected in personal, eternal relationship to God. Number six, the cross tells us Christ is coming again. The only reason he's coming again, is because of the victories at the cross. Number seven, it's what brings justice ultimately to all the nations in the millennium, the healing of the nations. Number eight, the cross purchases indestructible immortality, glorified bodies, what Jesus did at the cross. Number nine, it brings the end of radical evil. Number 10, it opens the door for every believer in Christ, when glorified, in the end, to see God face to face and watch and feel as God wipes away every tear. We're at the end of the hour. God bless you. This is Russ Dizdar. Good night.